The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Everyone from Maine to Baton Rouge got the news.
Christmas. Let's irritate everybody. Merry Christmas. I like to do it. I just say Merry Christmas. Blessings. God bless you. Merry Christmas. God bless you. How to imitate. I'm imitating the guy that is really irritating. Merry Christmas. I'm one of those guys. Merry Christmas.
I like the one when you can't tell.
They pause and they go, happy holidays. No, yeah. Merry Christmas.
Right.
That's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus,
oh,
Al.
Boy.
It's all of Jesus is the reason for the season. Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Hey, Joe on the radio, a lot going on. It's, if I hear the word impeachment one more time, it means nothing. Everything's got to stop. It's you and me, and we got this. We got this. Frank and Al's here. Debbie's here. And we got it, and we're going to get through it. Your phone calls are always welcome because you, yes, you make the most sense. 877-970-2999. And we're on YouTube and on Facebook. So if you want to see faces for radio, you could just go right on your iPhone and or your whatever tablet you have, and you could check out am970theanswer.com, and we will stream right into your home, and you'll go like this. Ooh, gosh, those guys. Oh, better to listen to these guys than watch them. So, we appreciate you being there. A lot going on, I really hesitate. There's a driver's license thing. I want you to tell me why illegals should not have driver's license. I lean that they should, just so at least we could track them. I know why they want to have driver's license for illegals in Jersey, and it's in New York now, and then you saw the lines yesterday, and it's going to happen in Jersey, and it's because it's for votes. They will have votes, and it technically and legally, I don't think that's illegal to do that, but they will. They'll go, they'll say, here's my license, they'll vote. The Democrats are just doing this for votes. I'm telling you, the progressive socialist, I mean, there's no real Democratic Party anymore. It's a progressive socialist just mess. I'm watching my language. It's a cluster mess at the Democratic Party. No one's in charge. There's no one leading the way. But all they want is votes. When the Democrats in the old days would take care of folks in the inner cities, that was, I guess, after lo and behold, sadly, I say with much chagrin, a ruse for votes. That's all they wanted in the inner cities across the United States. They didn't care about rebuilding the inner cities, about helping the folks within the inner cities. And then you had people who, some of the black communities, that you would get African Americans elected, and then they were as bad as the white, Democrats. So, I mean, who's going to reach out to these folks in the most stressed areas? Because it's just for votes. That's what's happening with the illegals. They don't care. It's all about votes. So on the other hand, how many accidents happen and then they're not identified? So give me a call. Let me know why it's bad to give illegals a driver's license. And the only reason I have, Frankie, that I know, that's why I saw this one gal on Twitter. And her name was Brianna. Please, Al. I know you're going to say, not that Brianna. This was Brianna. And she was a smart young gal, and she gave this gal did a dissertation on why the illegals should not have driver's licenses. Now, I agree, come to the country, do like everybody else, become a registered citizen, and then you get a license and a green card and everything else. So, but is it not better to give them something that we can at least track them?
Well,
as Bill Bratton.
Yeah, he said that, and a lot of other people have said the same thing. I'm really of two minds about this. I do get what Commissioner Bratton said, and I'm not going to argue with him when it comes to law enforcement stuff. But my problem is, now there are 14 states that already do this, and I would tend to look at those states and see how it's worked out there. And I think the jury is still out in terms of how it's worked out there. But my concern is that this is such a wonderful thing for people to have, to be able to not be in the country legally and still be able to drive legally, that my concern is that it will make New York, especially New York City, but all of New York State, even more of a magnet for illegal immigration. Yeah. So what does that mean? If you're considering between New Jersey and New York and you're in the country illegally, you're going to go to New York because you'll be able to get a job as a driver, a delivery person, legally, and not have to worry about getting arrested for driving without a license.
Yeah.
And that leads to a whole avalanche of other problems. You have these people will have children that then go to New York City public schools that cost money. They're much more likely to require social services and other forms of public assistance. So my biggest concern is that this will make it a magnet for illegal immigrants even more than it is.
877-970-2999.
If we could actually do something to get the illegal immigration situation under control and stem the flow of immigrants, illegal aliens coming into this country, then I'd be much more inclined to support something like this. But unfortunately, we are not doing anything to stem the tide of illegal immigration in this country.
It's true. 877-970-2999. And also, you know, our hearts go out to the Joseph Seals family in Jersey City. Detective Seals shot and killed, and he has his funeral today at 11:30 in Jersey City. So our hearts go out to the Jersey City Police Department as well. Just a terrible, terrible time. And if you would, Frank, there were some other victims, and sometimes you don't hear about those victims also killed. The two folks from the kosher deli, and then the one person that worked at the kosher deli that just happened to be there. Was he a customer? Anyway, we'll get those names out as well, because just unnecessary. And I'm still incensed. And you know, can I tell you something? While we're on the radio at 12 after 7 o'clock, why this? These creepy, what were they called? They called themselves black.
The black Hebrew Israelites.
Okay, and they're a violent group, and they hate police, and they hate Jewish folks, I guess, whatever it is. So the anti-Semitic, whatever they to kill. How do we not find them? How can no one answers this question for me? I ask the questions. How does his post? That creepy, the cockroaches post gets out there, and he can spew anti-Semitism till he's blue in the face, till he just, and then I can't say anything positive about the conservatives, or yes, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. That gets shut down immediately. How do they not track these people? It's inexcusable. And Mark Zuckerberg, he goes down and he talks in front of the one hearing after another hearing. We talk to Google. We talk to Jack Dorsey at Twitter. They do nothing to track the bad guys. Nothing. And yet you and I put anything, if they remember during the Obama administration when they shadowed the conservative groups, right? They shot online, and you know, and they're spying on President Trump. This whole thing, you know what, too, on that regard, and I don't understand it, why no one acknowledges it. It's like if you're a liberal and you listen to Sean Hannity, or you say me say something like, oh, the Russian collusion delusion was indeed that. And then they, oh, you're just conspiratorial. It's a conspiracy. You can't believe it. You listen to Sean, and you listen to Mark Levin, and you listen to Dennis Prager or Mike Gallagher talk to you about the FISA warrant. Oh, not that again. Oh, not that. It was all true. They were all right. Everybody was right. We were all right. We were right. We were exactly on the money. Everything was made up. Comey knew exactly what he was doing as he talked to the President of the United States, former director of the FBI, you know, just now talking to Chris Wallace. What a great interview with Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace, you know, people criticize Chris Wallace for being too anti-Donald Trump, but boy, he was on his game against Comey on Sunday, you know, on Fox News Sunday. That was right on the money, and Comey's trying to apologize. But you know what? How that started, and Carter Page kind enough to come on the show. All the lives ruined, yet we're into the impeachment phase. And no one, not one person in the news media goes, you know what? We apologize. We had it so wrong about the Russia thing. We're not going to really believe in what the Democrats, the progressive socialists, excuse me, are saying now about impeachment. It's ridiculous. We think about it. All that ranting and raving that you think that people are calling us, you know, oh, you're a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy theory, you know, about the FISA warrant, about investigating and how that all got started, about the Fusion GPS and all of that. It was all Greg Jarrett. Greg Jarrett was right on the game, right on the money for years, for years. Someone in the mainstream media has got to say, you know what? I was wrong. That's why I deviate. And I want to talk about this silly stuff. Or I want to read your nice notes that you're kind enough to write me, you know, because that other stuff is ridiculous. And you know it. You believe in your heart what you believe, because you know what? You are right. You are right. You are. And I know there's some liberal Democrats, too, that are listening going, you know what? Joe's right, man. It's wrong. It's wrong that they're doing that. I understand all the criticisms and everything that you might have about the administration, you know, but I understand it. But you know what? Show me something better. Show me something. Show me anything. Show me an initiative, you know, and apologize with great humility. The way you go after Donald Trump and you say he's got, oh, he should apologize. He should be like this. He should be acting presidential. How about if you start first? Well, with all of the things that happen under the Department of Justice and how they took down everybody, that's scary. That is scary. And all of us who were in this culture war and started this fight, and I have to give Salem Media, we've been there. We have been there. You know, I don't like to be too crazy about it and get too, you know, overzealous about it. And forgive me if I do sometimes. But it's because we were right all along. No one says, whoops, that's a mistake. Let's work with the president. He did a coal mining bill with Joe Manchin. You see Joe Manchin's tweet? That was nice. That should be out there. The way the president, all these little things the president does, they're not so little. He has a White House. When Mariano Rivera went to the White House, Frankie Vibroso, how great was that? They played the Sandman theme when he walked in. It was great that the president gives him a Medal of Freedom, whatever it was. Married this great Yankee. This was great news. Not an inkling. Not an inkling on the news.
I'd like to see something for Keith Hernandez or a Met.
He's such a good guy. You got to go to the Gold Gloves with me next year. Will be in your glory.
I would love to.
I took the fat man, took my friend. He's to this day, he goes, Joe, I'm still walking on air. The Rawlings Gold Glove Awards happens every November at the Plaza. It's hottest ticket in town. You know, Gary was there from Howard's show.
Yeah.
He was great. As fans. And Howard's producers were there as fans. It was great. And Keith is a great guy. We hung out.
But a Mike Piazza Medal of Freedom. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Okay.
He's a Hall of Famer, too.
We'll have to do it, man. Hey, 717. Let me grab a call if I can. We appreciate you checking in. Nicholas in Queens. Good morning, Nicholas. How you doing this morning? What's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, Joe. I was always listening to your show, always ready to give you a call.
But today I
wanted to talk to you about you know, like new coalitions and new legislations in New York, because, man, I'm losing my mind out here.
Yeah.
I'm going to Texas.
You're leaving. You're leaving us. Nicholas, you're leaving Queens. You're going.
Oh, no, I can't. You know, I have a family business to help my father and brother out with, and I'm like losing my mind, Joe.
Yeah. I hear you. That's why the fight is. And Nicholas, thank you for listening. Thank you for your kind words, and thank you for calling in. And you call in anytime, man. But here's a guy, I know we feel the same way. You feel the avalanche of taxes that are upon us, and the progressives don't even acknowledge it. All they do is keep taxing us more. Now, Governor Murphy in New Jersey wants to, as they did in New York, give illegals licenses. I mean, sure. I mean, you tell me why that shouldn't happen, why that should happen. We're open for debate. But who's paying for all of it? Nicholas is paying for it in Queens with his family business. I'm paying for it. I'm going out to do one gig after another gig. The tax I'm trying to keep up with, not only the astronomical now property taxes, municipal taxes, yes, state and federal in New Jersey. When I work, if I look at New York nowadays, they tax you. And then I got to go through the tunnel. What I'm paying, I can't even. Nicholas, we're all feeling it. The only people that don't understand it are the people that keep getting elected. And why do they keep getting elected again? That's the only question I don't have an answer to. And I'm telling you what, I was with a nice liberal guy yesterday at Fox News. We had a chat, and we were talking about Chuck Schumer being the political animal that he is. And I mean that in complimentary terms, being an animal. He's aggressive. He's very savvy. Nancy Pelosi is the same way, and so is Andrew Cuomo. But what they don't understand is They don't understand, nor do they have the heart of the burden that you and I bear in taxation in New York and New Jersey. And all we want to do is stay here with our family. Nicholas, I hear you loud and clear. I'm the same way. The reason I'm there, my mother is here. I'm here because my mother is here. I stay here. You know, and my friends are all here. And now I'm raising my kids in Jersey. But when my son, my oldest son, goes, Dad, I'm out. Just like Nicholas said, I'm going to Florida, man. And he goes, well, I have no argument for my children to maintain the heritage and the history of the place there where I was brought up because the taxes are so astronomical. And now the time is, and the answer is, and the solution is, don't vote the same people in. And we keep voting the same people in. Debbie Duhaime knows what I'm talking about, 20 after 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Not enough taxes.
And the business taxes, too. So you've got your personal taxes. You've got your property taxes, and then if you have a business, you're getting killed.
Please,
by
it's
some
so
of the
true.
Extra taxes,
and it's
right?
not here only here; it's in Pennsylvania too. If I get one more tax bill from Pennsylvania because I work there, oh my gosh, everybody's got to stop. You got to stop a little bit, you know.
It makes you not want to work as hard, you know. You're like, well, maybe I won't work as hard.
Debbie,
you know?
Hello, it's why everybody doesn't work. They just stay home and they just collect the public assistance, which we've all had one way or another, you know. But still, Debbie Duhaime's out there looking out for your Roadwise, and thank you for calling. We're in this together, and so help me God, we're going to get out of this together. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
And shout out to everybody watching this morning on YouTube. I see Mark from Australia is watching today, too. That's awesome. Let's go out to the Garden State Parkway northbound at 137, Joe. It's an accident over there. It's kind of busy on 80 West, getting out toward exit 28 in toward Ledgewood with a collision. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all 20 and across the board. It's still a mess on the Deegan. Deegan South is closed in the 230s. It's an overturned truck. Then on the Deegan South, down by the stadium, another accident. The Belt eastbound by Flatbush Ave, they just cleaned up a collision. Eastbound BQE, pretty tough up by the Brooklyn Bridge. It's flooding over there. Over on West Street North at Liberty Street, this is an accident investigation. Accident involving a pedestrian, unfortunately. Let's see what's happening as you head to the Grand Central Parkway West, getting out toward LaGuardia, a multi-vehicle collision there. Heading to the airports, please check in with your airline. And let's see what's happening here as you take a ride to 84 West, out by exit 10, an accident being cleared. Rain today in the city, high of 36, freezing rain north and west. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Now, Al. I'm getting on Al's nerves this morning. Now, Al, do I go now?
I dropped my coffee this morning before I came
in. You did?
So I didn't have any coffee on the way in, so I'm a little cranky.
Can we get you something?
No, I got coffee already, but I usually have a cup on the way in to kind of wake me up a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
And it fell right off of the roof of my car.
They got the best coffee at Fox News. They have the espresso. We have a great coffee machine here as well. But at Fox News, they have espresso at Fox. It's like late night yesterday. I'm with Martha's show. I go, I better perk myself up. And I took the espresso. That really does work, that caffeine. Mm. Bad for you? Bad for you.
Of course it is.
Yeah, well.
But pouring syrup on you.
Okay, and more maple syrup, anybody? Hey, so 2020 is an election year. It could mean major volatility in the stock market. It's been holding steady, but you never know what can happen. The progressive socialists are doing all they can do to throw a monkey wrench in this spectacular, epic, and historic economy that we have experienced under Donald Trump's leadership. Noble Gold's IRA allows you to diversify your retirement strategy by storing physical gold and silver in a tax-deferred retirement account. In times of economic instability and uncertainty, diversifying your assets with precious metals helps to create a safety net against losing aggressive stock positions due to a possible market collapse. You know, you can't predict the future, that's the thing, but you can prepare for it by creating more balance in your financial portfolio. Now, Noble Gold is a team you can trust. Their team of expert analysts are ready to take your call and educate you on the best alternative investments for your particular financial needs. Mention that the Joe Piscopo Show sent you. You will receive a free copy of their Gold Guide for new investors. You got nothing to lose on this. Please visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and call their team right now for more information. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report. Amazon is blocking its third-party sellers from using FedEx ground delivery for Prime members. The Wall Street Journal says Amazon blames a decline in performance heading into the holiday season. Amazon has stopped using FedEx for its own deliveries in the U.S. However, third-party merchants have still been using FedEx. Unilever, which makes Dove soap, Hellman's mayonnaise, and many other grocery store products, is warning that its sales growth this year will be disappointing. It blames weaker business in some markets, including a slowdown in South Asia. The major stock averages closed at records yesterday following reports that China's economy improved, easing concerns of a global slowdown. The Dow was up 100, NASDAQ added 79, S&P up 22. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. You can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. You can try a full 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-424-7125. 1-800-424-7125. 1-800-424-7125.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
For the past decade, I've been dealing with very painful brown spots on my forehead, and I could never just take a wash rag across my forehead. I didn't dare because it would have been just horribly painful. And last week, in my haste, I scrubbed the whole thing, and there was no pain there. And so I quickly went to the mirror, and I realized the painful brown spots that I've been dealing with for the past decade, they're gone. I could barely speak. I could barely do anything. I was frozen in this elated state of mind because I've been battling this for a decade. And it wasn't until the following day I looked at my hands and I looked at my arms, and there's very few brown spots on my hands and arms. You know, as a retired RN, you know, I know the importance of nutrition. I always have. I mean, if you just feed people good food like this, it's actually healing you from the cellular level out. I'm living proof of that. Because there's only one thing that changed in my life, and that was taking Balance of Nature. And I will forever be grateful. I'll never stop taking it. I'll never be without my Balance of Nature, ever.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Hey, Joey on the radio. He's 727 right now on AM 970 The Answer. Good morning. Telling you about Empire State Bank. We love Empire State Bank. You know why? It's a community-oriented bank that truly takes your personal, your business personally. And also, they send great cannolis over. You know, so we thank you, Phil. Phil Guarneri said, oh, those cannolis were great. Even though Al's busted my chops, I did, but I could taste that goodness of that cannoli from Gudabali's. What's the name of the place?
Alfonso.
Alfonso. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products in addition to consumer deposit products, not the cannoli people. This is Empire State Bank I'm talking about, that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. The banking professionals at Empire State Bank provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. You know that. I've seen it. I've seen it. And I go out there. I go to different businesses in Brooklyn. I see how Phil understands. Really, they are at the forefront of community-minded banking, Empire State Bank is. Matt, let's hear from Empire State Bank CEO Phil Guarneri himself.
Thanks, Joe. As we approach the end of this year, I'm very thankful for all our directors, employees, our customers, and the community organizations we're able to serve. From all of us at Empire State Bank, have a wonderful holiday season and healthy new year.
Oh, and thanks for the cannolis. I mean, what am I going to tell you? We love them. You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you'll experience at Empire State Bank. You know, locations are on Staten Island, Brooklyn. Frankie now went to Empire State Bank. I'm telling you, he loves it. They're also in the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. You can go to ESBNA.com. ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Bruce! Come on, baby! Everybody's got a hungry heart. Let it go, Al. Come on. Hirsch Singh will join us momentarily, but right now, Bruce Springsteen. Hungry heart, baby. Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday, 7:30 on AM 970 The Answer. I love being with you. You know, did I tell you that? I love being with you. You're watching. We're YouTubing. We're Facebooking. We're Frank Moranoing, Al Cthulhuing, and Piscopoing all morning with Debbie Doheming. Hey, Hirsch Singh is the Republican candidate for the United States Senate in New Jersey. He was supposed to be here live because we are doing a video feed, right? And we're downtown in New York, and it's very tough to get downtown New York. The traffic is just, please, I don't want to say anything about under this administration, but under this administration, traffic is impossible. So Hirsch is calling from around the corner. Hirsch, I'm so sorry, man, that you couldn't get around, but thank you for calling in, and thanks for coming into New York.
Good morning, Joe. And, you know, if you ask me, this is the most salient way to show that we have a big infrastructure transportation problem.
Yes,
I was literally taking screenshots to go 0.3 miles outside the Hudson Tunnel. Took close to a half hour.
Yep.
And
yep.
That doesn't make
yep.
any sense
yep.
when you're so close. But it's like, do I take the train? Do I walk? It's all the same problem because
right.
the state is not investing in our infrastructure. And that's actually the number one reason why I'm running for U.S. Senate. The president, whether you like him or not, wants to invest in America's infrastructure with that 2020 infrastructure bill. And what's going on here is that we have two senators out of New Jersey which seem more interested in just resisting the president than trying to do what's in the best interest of the people of both New Jersey and New York. I mean, $1 out of $5 that is in part of our GDP, our gross domestic product,
mm-hmm.
passes through this Northeast corridor on a daily basis. Yet, for some odd reason, no one thinks it makes sense to actually spend the money so we can get the Gateway Tunnel, so that we can
yeah.
actually
yeah.
improve these roads
yeah.
and trains. It's just, I'm literally passing your office right now.
I know. You know what? This is so cool, Hirsch, what you're talking about, because I go through this every single day. It's the most frustrating thing in the world, and the progressive socialists don't care. They don't care. They're more concerned about taking down the president. And by the way, you know, I'm a longtime friend of Cory. Our audience knows that. Longtime friend of Cory Booker, and just have a great amount of respect and affection for him because I've known him for so long. But you're absolutely right. I mean, that no one is doing anything for us, man. The tax structure, it's all about, sometimes we feel that we are so forgotten in the state of New Jersey, man. And I know, I think I speak for New Yorkers too, Hirsch, that we're just forgotten, that no one cares. I think because they maybe have the politicians, all the perks of the politicians, the political perks they get from pension and welfare to a driver, to an assistant, you know, and they don't understand what we're going through. What you're going through in traffic like that, I deal with every single day, and Mayor de Blasio could care less. So where do we start on this? I guess putting you in office, Hirsch Singh, let me take a shot, right?
Well, you know, I mean, you have to understand, I went to the New Jersey Institute of Technology in
Ooh,
Newark, New Jersey.
Very impressive, young man. Very impressive, yeah.
Well, what I mean is that I was there when Cory Booker became mayor. And he became mayor by saying a lot of things that made sense, things like school choice, what's in the best interest of the people and the population at large. And that was why he was able to win as mayor of Newark. But, you know, since then, because he wanted to run for president, it seems he kind of took all those aspects and kind of have joined what I deem this new radicalized Democrat Party, which is just all about the things that are un-American. It's socialism. It's bringing on communism. They're just giving up on all the things that made America great.
Yeah.
And a little bit on my background, for the last 12 years, I've been in the federal government contracting space. I've worked with NASA, the Federal Aviation Administration, the U.S. Army, specifically in areas of missile defense, satellite navigation, a lot of work with aviation safety and security. I mean, I have seen firsthand what is good, bad, and ugly in government, because my responsibility was to make sure America was number one in the world.
Yeah.
I just was trying to say that this is something that's really.
You know, it's so funny because
he wants to make New York and New Jersey great.
I think
he loves New York. He's from here.
Yeah, you may want to hang there because the signal's going in and out. But Hirsch, you know what? I'm glad you called, man, because you know what? What you're going through, all of us go through every single day. And the people that don't go through it, I mean, I'm talking about traffic. I mean, talking about phone service not working. I'm talking about the service of the. Yeah, everything's going down, man. You know what I mean? And all you're trying to do is come to a radio station to drive in, and it's the hardest thing to do. Hey, speaking of driving, New Jersey is considering driver's licenses for illegal aliens. What do you think about that, Hirsch Singh?
I mean, think about it. My parents came here legally from India. They came here, they started. They went through the paperwork and the process, and they were very proud when they got their American citizenship. And I just think it's really unfair to every immigrant, everyone who's come here the right way, to now see individuals that have not followed the process, that have not followed the rules, and now they're getting the same rights as American citizens. And, you know, in New Jersey, they just passed it in the Senate. They passed it in the assembly as well. They're trying to sneak it by. If they had actually had this vote before November 5th, I guarantee you, not only, you know, what we did on November 5th is we beat them in every battleground race in the state, but we would have actually taken more than just one state Senate seat and two assembly seats. And they knew that. That's why they're trying to pass it quickly in this lame duck period to try and minimize the damage. But you know what? We're not going to let anyone forget. You know, going into 2020, the president's message was that we do not want illegal immigration. We love legal immigration. But people that are coming here that are breaking the rules, breaking the laws, it just doesn't make any sense. And, you know, the backbone of the Democrat wins in New Jersey, statewide or otherwise, have been because they've convinced the immigrant community that they are the party for them. But, you know, they might have been successful in the past to point at Republicans and say, oh, they're racist. But that is completely untrue. I was with a group of hotel owners last night, mostly Indian American, Asian American, and the majority of them, even those that have always voted Democrat, are saying we are going to come out Republican. We are really proud of what he's doing for the economy.
Yeah.
And we are really excited about actually trying to help what he's done for the rest of the country to come to places like New Jersey and New York.
I love it. There's a candidate for the United States Senate in the great state of New Jersey saying nice things about President Trump. Hirsch, if you get a chance to park, sometimes if you go down Thames, right down that, you could kind of keep your car there, put your blinkers on. You come up and say hi. We'd love to see you. Great conversation, Hirsch Singh, and we appreciate you taking the time. And good luck. And I wish I could send you a car from the station, but it's not in the budget, brother.
No.
What am I going to tell you, man?
I'll be right up, actually.
Okay.
I'll be right up.
Great.
So once we get off the phone, I'm going to, you know, hop right
Good.
In. So I really appreciate
Great.
It. And everyone who's listening, if you hated your transit into work today, you know, check me out, Hirschsingh.com. I'm the guy who's going to make our infrastructure great again.
There's the man, Hirsch Singh. Thank you, brother. Great chat. He's a good guy. 7:38 with Joe on the radio. Let's go to Big Al. Yeah, has headline news and all the weather for you. Please be careful on the road. We joke, we kid, but it is a mess out there. Please be careful. Al's got the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
35 degrees at 7:39, and it is raining in New York City. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The firefighter father of an injured Queens girl is demanding justice after he angrily confronted the man accused of causing the incident that left her hurt. Omar Wilkes, who works for the FDNY with Engine 294 in Richmond Hill, had to be escorted out of court yesterday after screaming at 23-year-old suspect Kevin Ramatal. It was back on December 6th when Ramatal allegedly screamed, "I'm coming for you," at 14-year-old Amara Wilkes, causing her to run into the street and be struck. She was left with serious injuries to both her leg and wrist. The elder Wilkes told reporters he was tempted to leap over the table and grab Ramatal, but says out of respect for the court, he restrained himself. A tradition among friends led to a massive tip for one New Jersey waitress when a group visited a Patterson IHOP Saturday, with each person bringing an extra $100. The friends paid the bill and gave their waitress a Christmas surprise, a $1,200 tip. If you and your friends have the capacity and heart to pool your money to give a large tip to a waitress this holiday season that you know deserves it, I encourage it, the man tweeted. You'd be surprised how many of your friends would be supportive of the idea. In sports, Predators over the Rangers 5-2. The Devils sending former MVP Taylor Hall to the Coyotes for 3 prospects and 2 draft picks. Forward Blake Spears also sent to Arizona in the deal. Monday Night Football, it was the Saints crushing the Colts 34-7. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And we are seeing lots of volume here at the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel, Al. It looks like at least a 30-minute delay here at the inbound Holland trying to get into town. It's just bumper to bumper because of this freezing rain, too, making it a lot tougher today. Lincoln 25 up at the GWB. That's 20 minutes getting into town. Let's see what's happening on 80 West out by exit 28. We're getting reports of an accident there. 3 West right at Route 17, an accident. Now, because of the freezing rain, speeds are down at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Speeds are also reduced at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge to 35 miles per hour. It's still bumper to bumper getting down through the Deegan South in the 230s, closed with an overturned truck. Then on the Deegan South by the stadium, an accident there as well. LIE East, that ramp to the Clearview, a collision, and the Grand Central Parkway West at LaGuardia, an accident, and it looks like you still have several cars blocking at least one lane over there. Rain today in the city, high of 36, freezing rain north and west. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Who does it better? Nobody does it better than Debbie, the traffic. Look at that, how beautiful that is. 741 with Joe on the radio. Michael McHale standing by. He could give you some good financial advice about mortgage and equities. But, you know, I have to tell you about Steve Perillo and I going to Italy again. Hey, is this not a great Christmas gift? Come on. Is that great, though? And listen, we're all going, and this is going to be great. And we're going to Rome, and it's Rome in Easter, right? And Good Friday in Roma. You want to be there. How about under the tree, maybe in an envelope, you make a little box, you get a couple tickets to go with the Perillo Piscopo tour to Italy, huh? Am I just saying? Is that a good suggestion? Come on. It's exciting, and you have to do it. You know you have to do it, because if you don't do it, you're not going to do it. Talk to the folks that went. We had the best time, our family that went on that. And we're good friends now. Steve came, my buddy Steve for the LAPD, came to the Frank Sinatra thing. It's going to be a limited group size, 5 group dinners. I will be performing there in Rome, which I must say is an honor to perform for you in Roma, in, you know, the homeland, you know? And Steve Perillo at the piano, forget about it. This guy's great. Plus, Easter in Rome, Assisi, Florence, the Tuscan countryside, Pisa, Siena, Cinque Terre, and more. Space is limited. See, that's the thing. Well, and I know it's the holidays. This could be a perfect holiday gift. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. Talk to Janice. She'll walk you through everything, okay? And the good folks over at Perillo. It's 800-431-1515 for the Perillo Piscopo Italy Tour. Easter in Rome. Or start here, please, PerilloTours.com.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S., from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220. Or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, GiftBaskets.com.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a deer to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a deer. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
Hi, this is Larry Elder for BestHotGrill.com. It's time to select a Christmas gift with impact for your best clients, employees, friends, and family. Solaire infrared grills deliver the lasting value of a gift that will actually be used, and every time they will think of you. Solaire infrared grills deliver the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift. Learn more about Solaire infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire infrared gift giving at BestHotGrill.com.
You can't stop it. It is Red Kettle time this year. As we count down the number of giving days till Christmas, you're invited to support Love's Army by donating to the Salvation Army at team970.org. It's a great way to fight for good this season because the Salvation Army serves over 23 million people in the United States every year. All right? Now, we want you, please, to go to 970.org, team970.org. $100 helps feed a family of four for 3 days. $150 helps provide meals to 60 children in need. $250, if you're generous enough to just go to team970.org, $250, you know, you could cover two nights of shelter for a family of four. So please, join the fight for good and go to team970.org and donate today. Love really does have an army. Join us. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Team970.org.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios.
The following segment is sponsored by Stratton Equities.
Michael McHale is a dynamic motivational speaker and the owner of Stratton Equities. He's a good guy, leading mortgage and equities firm. Hey, Michael, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe.
Could you not, well, brother. Yeah, we were waiting for you in studio. Could you not get out of your driveway, Michael?
Well, with the cars that I have, no, I cannot get out of my driveway.
That Lamborghini, baby, that Lamborghini doesn't go. There's no four-wheel drive on that one, is there? Oh, you know, the Ferrari's not so good in the snow. I understand, Michael, your problem. We feel for you. Hey, thanks
sympathy,
for
sympathy, Joe, sympathy.
You know, it's so funny. But you know what, honestly, better safe than sorry, because I know it gets crazy out there. And, hey, so what is Frankie telling me to ask you about the Triple Play convention that you attended last week in Atlantic City? What was that about?
Yeah, so Triple Play is the largest real estate convention on the East Coast. We were down. We had a booth. It was a great time. Great turnout. And for me, it's very important because my first time in Triple Play was 2003. I went down as a loan officer. So for now, for me to go down there with my whole team cool. and have a booth there, it was amazing. It was a great convention.
That is great. And then you guys, I hear this is a Murano question. Were you guys really serving tequila and vodka shots?
Yeah, we were. People were lined up. It was a great hit. That was a great hit. People loved it. They were lining up. They were coming back for two, so for second and third. You know what? I mean, when you have a booth and you have thousands of people there, you got to find a way to make noise. Yeah. And having tequila, we had branded shot glasses. Oh, it definitely made noise. Cool. It brought a lot of attention.
Oh, what hotel was it, man? Where were you?
Sorry, you broke up.
What hotel was it at, Michael?
No, so it's so big that it's at the convention center.
Yeah, okay, right down there. Yeah, it's great down Atlantic City, man. How about Jersey, man? So I know you're on a hiring spree. What kind of people are you looking to hire?
Well, so again, you know, we're a private money lender, so we're looking for licensed loan officers that are in the area. Well, we really changed the mortgage industry. Our loan officers, because of how many people they help, right? You help more people, it also helps yourself because you can make more money because you're helping more people. So we're looking for people that are, you know, aggressive loan officers that want to make a difference in people's lives, that also want to make a difference in their lives, that are just good, honest, hardworking people. And we are growing at an astronomical rate right now. We're actually expanding the office probably by the end of this month as we speak. We're getting about another 3,000 square feet more to accommodate people. Yeah, we have about 6,000 square foot office by the end of
Look at you, man.
2 months from now.
Look at you. Hey, so tell me about hiring, because I know some folks that may want a job, you know. So do they have to come to an office? But everything's pretty much done remotely now, right, Michael?
You know what? I get a lot of pushback from my office on that. I'm a very, like, hands-on person. People get in the office, there's a lot of training. Joe, we do a lot of training because what we have is so different than other mortgage companies that it takes people a while to rev up. So if they weren't in the office, they'd be totally, you know, lost in regards to what we do, the programs, how we operate. So I like everybody to come to the office. It's one big family. Even, you know, Butch, my PR manager, most PR managers don't work outside. He comes to the office every day.
Yeah, Butch does. Yeah, Butch, good guy, Butch Seltzer. He's our man. So, and then you're lending to the the businesses that Stratton Equities is lending to. What is it mostly? Just everyday businesses?
So we don't lend to businesses. We lend to real estate investors or people that are in, you know, not so perfect credit or whatnot. So it has to be real estate based. That's just the way our funding and underwriting is lined up. So if you had like a car wash or a laundromat and you wanted money for the business, I can't lend on that. But for the real estate itself, whether you're developing or you're fixing and flipping or you're in a bind or you have late payments, if it's real estate based, I should be able to lend on that.
Oh, cool. The hell you worked that out. Yeah, because regular folks have no idea how to get started on that. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, Michael McHale is the guy. It's from Stratton Equities. So the economy, I mean, still pretty robust, Michael, yes?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, to me, the real estate market on the high end is, you know, getting a little soft. Once you see properties over $1 million, they're sitting. We're seeing properties in my area, Ridgewood, Franklin Lakes, and, you know, Saddle River, these properties.
Fancy schmancy.
Yeah, but they're listed for $1.5 million, but they're not even selling for $1.1. So that market has taken a hit, but the regular, you know, the $200,000 to $500,000, $600,000 market is still pretty strong.
Yeah.
But the higher end market has taken a hit.
Okay, great chat. Michael McHale right there. Michael, where can we find you, man?
StrattonEquities.com.
Michael, thanks. Stay safe, my friend. Watch that. You don't want I don't want to know what you're paying on the insurance on those cars, man. So just stay put. It was a great phone call. All right, buddy. We'll talk to our best of Butch. We'll talk to you soon. Michael McHale right there. 751 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there looking out for you on this crazy, slippery, icy Tuesday morning. Deb, how we doing out there on AM 970? The Answer, and thank you.
Thanks, Joe. You have that freezing rain north and west of the city. It is just really cold out, very raw. Be careful traveling around this morning. If you're heading to the Garden State Parkway south of 105, accident investigation in the local lanes. Deegan south in the 230s, overturned truck, one lane remains blocked over there, but traffic is horrendous getting through the area. Inbound GWB, that's at least 30. Lincoln 35, Holland at least 25 as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn gift boxes. When we go to Michael's Brooklyn and we see Fred and we see Johnny, all right? And then Enzo is there with that spectacular bow tie, always with a great bow tie. Marianne is there, Michael himself with his beautiful new bride. And it's like a family feel soon as you walk in. Avenue R. Nostrand, 2929 Avenue R. in Brooklyn. You feel at home at Michael's of Brooklyn. You can smell, it smells like the quintessential Italian restaurant. But this ain't just any Italian restaurant. This is one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. And when you walk in, if you look to your left as you walk in, you will see, and to the right, a variety of gift boxes. Beautiful. I've done this before, remember? I said, Fred, I need something to take to Neil Cavuto. I went on the Cavuto show, Coast to Coast, once. This was a couple years ago. And he made this great, there's a great gift. They make such a nice impression. The Michael's of Brooklyn gift box. And you have the sauce in there with the pasta in there, with the cookies in there. Michael's of Brooklyn. You got to check it out, right? So if you're out there and you're shopping and you're exhausted, you need a break, Just go to 2929 Avenue R in Brooklyn, and you will experience one of the great dining experiences ever. Just the authentic Italian heritage at Michael's of Brooklyn. You're going to love it. The beautiful camaraderie of the staff, of Fred and Johnny and Michael himself, and the people all around you. This is the best place to eat Italian food. And not to mention that it's one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. Not to mention the gift boxes. You're going to see the gift boxes. You're going to want to take them home. Love telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic and the best tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Cole, former 10-year CIA veteran and former White House appointee. Did you know the biggest threat to you and your family's safety is not a nuclear threat or terrorism? The thing that should keep you up at night is the fact that an immense cyber attack is inevitable. The damage can range from losing your privacy to the extreme, like losing the grid and everything electric for days, weeks, or even months. But I am here to help you. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole, where I will talk to you about what you can do to protect you and your family. I am a media expert and regular on shows like Fox and Friends, Judge Jeanine Pirro, and many others as the go-to expert in the world of cyber safety. And I'll help you get started protecting yourself today. Email me at ecole@secureanchor.com for a free copy of my book, Online Danger. Tune in to Cyber 9/11 with me, Dr. Eric Cole, Saturdays at 2 p.m. before it's too late.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 756, a lot going on this morning. And just be safe. That's all I worry about you. So please be safe on the roads. Speaking of great cars, great roads, great four-wheel drive cars, Route 22 Toyota. I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. I'm supposed to tell you, you got 5 minutes to call, but I'm going to give you right past 8 o'clock. As soon as the news kicks in, I'll give you as we go right into 8:05, because I am Joey Generosity. That is me on the radio. The number is 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection you get. Look at this. Free oil change and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Iggy Giuffre, from Carmelo and Chester, Johnny and Chris. This is a family at Route 22 Toyota. They take it so seriously. I know, because when I was there in that beautiful, beautiful indoor automobile showroom, the biggest one in Jersey, brand new, brand spanking new customer lounge, and I looked at the doors, I was talking to Iggy and Carmelo, you know, Alex Cancella, rather, and Alex can give you the 0% APR financing up to 72 months. And I looked at the door, people walking in, everybody was treated with respect. No dummies, man. These folks care about you. Frankie Five Burrows goes there. Mike Gallagher, my sister Carol. It's Route 22 Toyota. And now this to get you over there, okay? 855, the number is 621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. This is where you want to be for your automobile, okay? 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Weather. Hey, Joe Lumber, what are we doing, buddy? Thanks for joining us, Joey. What's up for the day?
Cloudy, cold, rain, and drizzle throughout the day today in the northern and western suburbs. Still icy for a while before crawling out later this afternoon, but only going to be in the mid to upper 30s today.
So the rain stops. The rain starts rather
mid to late afternoon.
All right, so it's kind of icy.
Mid to late afternoon when it comes to an end. But the northern and western suburbs, it's still like 31, 32 degrees, so there could be some icy spots.
All right, stay off the roads. Stay off the roads for
just
at least
careful.
A couple
just
hours.
Be careful.
All right, Joey, thank
just
you so
careful.
Much. You're good. Joe's great on the spot like that. I love that, man. Joey, just be careful out there. My kids got a 2-hour delay, is what they did. It wasn't canceled, but it is a 2-hour delay. Anthony Pope's with us this morning, a couple minutes away from 8 o'clock. You can call in at 877-970-2999 in the Balance of Nature phone lines. But Hirsch Singh is live in the studio. He's running against Cory Booker in the Senate. We're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
34 degrees at 759. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. More than 24 people being cited by the city of Hoboken for dangerous driving. Police say they issued 25 tickets last Friday. As they continued their Vision Zero pedestrian safety campaign, officers in plainclothes walked the streets but were monitored by cops on the job nearby. Motorists who allegedly failed to stop for pedestrians were then hit with related tickets, as were other drivers who were purportedly committing other violations. Just in time for the holidays, the Mega Millions jackpot has soared to $372 million if someone wins tonight's drawing. Jackpot would be the 14th largest prize in the history of the game. Mega Millions played in 44 states, including New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. In sports, Predators over the Rangers 5-2. Monday Night Football, Saints crush the Colts 34-7.